start writing on here, do you have to start by placing anything on this page?
No.
You start writing, that one, that's fine.
Well, I felt it buzz.
Me too.
Yep,
That's cool.
yep.
Okay, looks good. You're for the start.
Okay, hi everybody, welcome to our kickoff meeting, for our new product that we're gonna be designing. I'm Mandy, and I'm the project manager, and I know all your names again. Courtney.
Yep.
Vanilla, and Amber. Alright, okay, so first, let's go through this PowerPoint. Wonder what button I press.
Just do it on, if you, arrow.
Yeah, or how about I just click? Okay, here's our agenda for this meeting. We're gonna start with our opening, which is our introductions. We're gonna get to know each other a little bit better. Tool training. We're going to, I guess, figure out what to do on this project with our individual roles. We're gonna make a project plan and then have some time for discussion and close up the meeting. Okay, here's our project. We're gonna make a new remote control that's original, trendy, and also user-friendly. And how we're going to do it is each of us is going to, we're gonna have, discuss the functional design first. How is it gonna be used? What's the actual goal here? It has to operate the TV, blah, blah, blah. And we're going to do individual work on that and then meet. Same thing with conceptual design. Just the basic overview of the project. And then we're going to do individual work, meet. That's pretty much the whole process for today. And then the detailed design, just more in depth. Get the actual schematics of the remote. Alright. First we're going to start off by using our tools. And the whiteboard thing, do you guys want to give that a try even though the ink wasn't working, or do you want to do it on here?
I think we should forego the whiteboard since we can't actually see what we're writing.
We can do it on here.
Alright, let's go. Right now, so we're all going to draw our favorite animal and then sum up our favorite characteristics of that animal. Even if you're not a good drawer like me.
Artistic skills.
Nope.
Well, thanks.
I draw like I'm in grade 5.
Who do I? Okay, about one more minute. Okay. Okay, and who would like to start us off?
I'll go. This is my picture. I drew fish. Fish because, you know, their whole water vascular system thing, it's pretty cool. And they've got a pretty good habitat and they're pretty sometimes. Sometimes vicious, but that's okay.
Yeah. Only if they're piranhas.
Yeah, they're easy, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to go next?
I'll go. I drew a kitty. Pretty much impossible to tell that it's a cat.
No,
I love
cats. Like a cat.
Yeah, it does look like a cat.
I love cats because they're independent. They pretty much know what they want, they get it, they move on.
I love cats too. Okay. I'm a cat person.
I'm allergic to cats.
Oh. I'm allergic to cats too.
Oh, okay.
If you're around one, I had a roommate who was allergic, but if she was around my cat forever, she became used to
Yeah,
it, you know?
if you're
It's weird.
around for a long period of time.
I still can't sleep with them in my room.
Oh yeah, this summer I live with cats. It's crazy.
Okay.
I drew a badger.
Ooh,
Cool.
badger.
Wow. Yeah.
Good choice. Why badger?
I don't know. They're grumpy and nocturnal and
You didn't suggest anything.
Well, they're a little bit like me, yes. And then do you know Wynden Willows Badger?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I don't know if you know Brian Jacques. He's a Liverpudlian writer. Salamandastron, like red wool, that kind of books. Badgers are cool in that one too.
Okay, look at my sad
No, that's
giraffe.
good.
No, it ends up looking like some kind of dinosaur, but whatever. I don't know even much about giraffes, but I just love the way they look. They're just such odd creatures, you know? I like that they're so unique and individual. I don't know much about their behavior or anything, though. So I see a couple
You don't
of
really
videos.
have to. I
Yeah,
mean,
you can
people
probably
are some.
paint the way they look. Okay. All right. Guess we're getting straight back into business here. The selling price for our remote is going to be €25, and our profit aim is €50 million. We're going to make this an international product marketed in the States, in Europe, in Asia, and our production cost to make that profit is going to be a max of €1,250 per remote. Okay. So we're gonna talk for a little while. Here are some topics that we might be able to discuss. Our experiences with remote controls, our first ideas about this new remote, anything that you can bring to the table for this project. Yeah. Wanna start us off? Anybody have anything to offer?
Well, we wanna make a multifunctional remote, right?
Right.
One remote for everything.
And everything being like we have what sound system, TV, DVD, VHS,
I think we're
TiVo.
confusing
Yeah,
VHS
TiVo.
and Trivium.
TiVo.
But it's still there, so
Okay.
if we're gonna do it.
It needs to be compatible, because universal remote controls are never
They're
universal.
never universal. That's right. It's especially if you buy a not big product DVD player, say. Usually it doesn't work if it's
Not like
not
a
big.
Sony, if it's like
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some
So
of
we'll
those
have to
things.
figure out how to cover all the different variances in signals.
Oh, we need an insanely good instruction booklet, because you always have to reconfigure all your
Yeah.
contraptions to go with the remote anyways.
Okay, and another thing that I think is important is the design of the product, how it feels in your hand. If it's just flat and kind of boring, those don't nobody wants to buy those anymore. They want the ergonomic
They want
ones.
like the flashy lights.
Yes.
They're like, this came from
Ones
Las
that
Vegas.
ones that look high tech too.
But at the same time simple.
Right.
Yeah.
So that
What about
people are
something with
having
the
that experience.
curvature, like that matches the curvature of the hand?
Yeah. Anybody have any experiences with remote controls that they can remember that
Just bad ones.
Yeah, that's true.
What kind of battery would we want to use? Because battery changing is
Double
usually
A.
Double A.
Okay.
Do some of them use AAAs though?
Yeah, some use AAAs.
Some,
So
but
double or triple.
yeah, I guess then it's if we need to do AAA we can, but most people usually have the laser end.
Okay, yeah. But that has to do with the size of it too.
Right. Yeah.
Well, as long as we know that issue is
Yeah, if we want
Then
it
we
to be
can
more thin, then we'd probably want to go with a AAA.
AAA.
You
But
can go with a small lithium battery.
it's okay, we don't have to decide about it now, just as long as we remember battery type and size is important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else? Alright, moving on. Oh, we're closing the meeting. Next meeting is going to start in 30 minutes. Here's what we're going to do. The ID, which is who? Okay. You're going to think about the working design. Okay, and UID.
Mhm.
the technical function design, making sure it does everything that we need the remote to do, the functionality of it, operating all those different things.
Okay.
And the marketing person, Courtney, is going to do the user requirements specification. I guess that means specifying what exactly the user is going to be looking for, right?
Right.
I would think so.
Okay.
And you're going to get more specific instructions emailed to you in just a little while. Okay? So does anybody have anything they want to say before we close the meeting? Okay. This meeting is officially over.